from LPM.
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled. I'm Jonice Franklin with Kentucky Public Radio State House reporter Rylan Barton. Okay, this week, a sweeping anti-abortion bill passed out of the State House of Representatives. What would it do?
Yeah, so this is the so-called omnibus anti-abortion bill. It would do a lot of things. One of the biggest is that it would make it harder for minors to get abortions by requiring abortion providers to try and get both parents to sign off on the procedure, even if the parents are estranged or one isn't in the picture. Current law just requires one parent. It would also require the standard for judges who are allowed to approve abortions without parents' consent. Judges would have to find clear and convincing evidence that the minor is mature and gauge the minor's, quote, credibility and demeanor as a witness. But that's just one part of the bill. It goes much, much further. It would also ban the shipment of abortion medication by mail. It would make the Kentucky Board of Pharmacy regulate the medication, managing a whole certification process for pharmacies, physicians, manufacturers, and others. And it would require fetal remains to be buried or cremated.
That is a lot. And Kentucky already has a lot of abortion restrictions in place. Where does this one fit in with the current debate over abortion and the U.S. Supreme Court deciding whether to overturn Roe v. Wade?
Right. So Kentucky is one of many states that's passed laws trying to undercut Roe v. Wade for years. Many of them have been blocked. The ban on abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, that's like the sixth week of pregnancy. A ban on the dilation and evacuation abortion procedure, which is the most common method for the second trimester of pregnancy. These are laws that have been blocked by federal courts, but could become law if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns all or part of Roe v. Wade this summer. But also, where parts of this bill fit in, the Biden administration in December eased regulations on a common abortion medication that's used up to the 10th week of pregnancy, allowing it to be shipped by mail. The sponsor of the Kentucky abortion bill is Republican Representative Nancy Tate from Brandenburg. She says she went through the process of ordering the medication online and was appalled by how easy it was.
And I can tell you quite positively that that's not the kind of health care that I want my neighbors and my children and the children in my neighborhood to receive.
So this measure will likely be another in a long list of Kentucky abortion laws that will be challenged in court. But then again, the whole legal scheme around abortion could be different in June, depending on the Supreme Court's ruling.
All right. Also this week, Republican lawmakers filed a bill to fund charter schools in Kentucky. Now, charters have been legal for years here, but still haven't been funded. What's the deal?
Right. The legislature passed a charter school law back in 2017 during Governor Matt Bevin's administration. Charter schools are privately run schools funded with taxpayer dollars. They have fewer regulations than traditional public schools, which advocates say allows for innovation and better outcomes for students. But charters have been really controversial because if they're created, they'll necessarily sap students away from traditional public schools. And that's how schools are funded in Kentucky, the number of students attending a school at any time. The reason this scheme hasn't ever been funded in Kentucky is that even among Republicans who control the legislature, there are lawmakers who are nervous about their local school districts getting upended by charter schools. So when they passed the bill way back in 2017, they never created a permanent funding model. This new bill would, but it's going to run into the same political challenges the charter school debate has had for years.
Finally, this week, a lawmaker made a bizarre anti-Semitic speech on the House floor, and this is only the latest incident involving anti-Jewish rhetoric in the legislature this year.
Yeah, Republican Representative Danny Bentley of Russell made the comments during a rambling speech about abortion pills, the Holocaust, Jewish women, and cervical cancer rates. This came after two lawmakers last week made anti-Semitic comments about officials negotiating better deals on state contracts, and also also an anti-Semitic email that was sent to all members of the legislature last week. The legislators involved have apologized, but several groups have been speaking out against the rash of insensitive and hateful speech. The Kentucky Jewish Council said they were dismayed by Bentley's comments. The organization's chair met with him after the incident to explain the historical inaccuracies and harmfulness of his speech.
Okay, we'll leave it there. I've been speaking with Capitol reporter Rylan Barton for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Kentucky Politics Distilled is produced by Louisville Public Media. To support this work, visit wfpl.org/supportKPD. That's wfpl.org/supportKPD. Follow us on your podcast app to stay on top of the latest news from Frankfort. You can read more of our statewide coverage at wfpl.org.